Hey everybody, this is not a commentary show.
Wait, what?
What? Yeah. We're going to do something a little bit different this week.
Just spray it on me.
Yeah, we're not going to go into the whole commentary on this one. But I do want to bring out this gem of a movie. Mm-hmm. The Bat Whispers, 1930.
I only heard of it yesterday.
The Late Late Horror Show. There you go. But yeah, I wanted to bring this gem out, which was only found, this movie, in 1986.
Where did they find it?
They found it at the estate of Mary Pickford, a beautiful actress back in the day.
Silence and Chaplin and stuff with that.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. And they found a copy of this. So this movie has been missing and found up in 1986.
Is that the only copy?
What a beautiful thing. I believe so.
Wow.
Yeah. They may have found another... I don't know. Anyways, they found it. That's all I care about. And I found it. And it's basically adapted from the stage play The Bat.
Yes.
Which was, of course, done prior to this. This was the second
adaptation
of this. But this movie... And, you know, it's director Roland West... straight out of Cleveland.
Right.
Boom.
Who made? I think this
thumbs up right there.
Isn't this like the first widescreen movie?
Yeah, they used a thing called what was it? Magnafilm processing,
mm-hmm.
And it was their attempt at the widescreen.
Right. In 1930.
In 1930, and
studios, bet theater owners loved that.
Studios were starting to mess around with widescreen and figure out ways and stuff. But
didn't they all just get like all, you know, set up for sound?
Yeah.
And now it's like, now you want to throw a widescreen at us and
right.
spend more money? F
yeah.
you.
You know?
That's probably why the movie only opened in 18 theaters across the country.
Well, you know what? This guy, you know, Roland West, I think, man, this is a gem of a movie. I am recommending this to every... Okay, it's horror, it's thriller, okay?
Yeah.
So it kind of borderlines
mystery
that.
Thriller.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing.
You know what I would say? If
genre.
They enjoyed, say, like, The Old Dark House
yeah.
that we did way back when from
right.
James Whale, if you enjoy movies like that, sort of creaky old houses, secret passageways, you know, shadowy characters in the back,
yes,
you know, no one knowing who anybody is kind of thing, then this is a cool movie to watch.
The way... during the very first part of this movie when we'll get into talking about it, cuz there's a scene where the one of the guys that's coming after all this money, okay, comes in through the window, breaks through the basement, goes up a ladder and through this little hole which has got steps going up, it almost looks like he walks through a picture frame,
mm-hmm.
straight up into this hidden very very cool.
There's some interesting shots and
awesome shots, yes,
and
cinematography was great.
Model work.
And model work, yeah.
Some model work in this film that you didn't see in other movies before this. So.
Yes. They used a lot of experimenting on mm-hmm. the way they did film for this right. movie. And it is 1930, pre-code. And, yeah, the styling of this movie. Like when they come straight down from that building and they hit... You see the models.
Right.
Little plastic. And then goes right into a
right
real
into
scene.
Right into the window.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just that... It's a smooth transition through the models and then, like, into the window and then there's the action going on.
Okay. So I am excited because I did find this movie. And I don't know how I overlooked this one since 1986.
I had never even heard of it.
But I am
however
infatuated.
However, you had said The Bat...
Right.
I've heard of The Bat.
Right.
Because they remade it about 30 years later, almost. Vincent Price.
Yes.
And even though it's a little bit different,
mm-hmm.
the names are still there and the general idea is still there.
Yeah.
I think I still got it on a DVD, like, you know, a public domain DVD that I bought with... I think it was paired with that in Last Man on Earth or something like
yeah.
that. So,
well, even Mary Pickford.
Look at all the great little slot cars that
Mary,
use.
Mary Pickford, yeah, it's cool how they used all the little mm-hmm. models. Mary Pickford actually bought the rights to because this film actually, it bombed when they
right.
released it at the theaters.
Because theaters weren't prepared to show
yeah,
it.
Which is why it probably got lost and stuff. But Mary Pickford mm-hmm. actually did buy the rights, which fortunately she kept the copy,
yeah.
you know. But she bought the rights to this and wanted to remake it again using Humphrey Bogart and Lillian Gish, who would have been, you know, not, again, two great.
Anything with Bogey in it would have been great.
Oh, my God. But, yeah. but you know, I am gushing here and giving a lot of information, but I love I cannot say enough about, if you guys like that old dark house, old dark mansions, and if you like the mystery thrillers of the day, this is a movie you must see. Okay,
and
you
it's
must
free see on it. YouTube.
It's free on
there's
YouTube.
There's a few sites that have it.
Yes.
And the copies are all pretty good.
Yeah.
I clicked on a couple to see which one looked better that I wanted to watch.
I mean, UCLA did restore the version.
Yes.
The found movie.
And I think you're showing the same one that I watched.
Yeah.
We're kind of looking at it right now just to...
Yeah, we're not doing a full commentary, but right, we're talking about...
I always like to have the movie playing, you know, so I got something to reference in case I want to talk about something. But I noticed you downloaded the same version I watched on YouTube.
I did what?
You
I bought this from the
public domain. You don't have to buy it.
From the estate.
You don't have to worry about it. But I just, because the text at the beginning was the same that I saw.
Right. So. But what I love about this film, and this is going to say exactly who I am. I'm a mystery thriller.
Yeah.
Old-time horror type
this
guy.
This is definitely probably like more your type.
Oh, 100%. That's why I said I was enthralled to the utmost last night when I was watching
your old Sherlock Holmes, your old Charlie Chan.
Oh, but this
your
gives you
radio shows. But it's
this,
all here.
Yeah, and this gives you that spooky, you know, every like the shots that they do in this movie.
Here's what I was talking about. See, up the
you've got to then, yes, you've got to watch this movie if you're into filmmaking, if you're into this older style Hollywood and the pre-code and when everything started rolling and they started figuring out how to make films and stuff like that. Watch it. And the atmosphere to this movie.
Right.
The darkness. The character. The bat. Okay, it's not like nothing I've ever seen. I mean, this figure creeps in the shadows in total blackness throughout the whole movie. Just creeping. Creeping.
Yeah.
And not in no way I've ever seen in a film before. He's just, you see his wings go up, and it's a man.
Yeah, he'll be flapping his, you know.
Yeah, he's flapping his wings. He's pulling,
all black, except
pulling
for the
eyes. One leg?
Yeah.
You know, when he's
yeah.
walking?
And this was a stage play first, and we were just talking before the show how this must have been pretty cool to see on a stage, and I think if they redid it, if you watch this movie, imagine if they, you know, updated it for today's audience a little bit with the story.
Yeah.
But imagine being in a theater and having that caped character, you know, going along the rafters of a theater.
Real fast.
Sliding down on wires, you know. Phew,
yes.
You know, I think that would be really, that would go over big. Cool show.
And the Bob Kane, right?
Yeah, Bob Kane.
The creator of Batman. He says this character is where he got his inspiration for the Batman character.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I totally see it. Because you can see the ears, you can see the... You know, there's a lot of aspects to this that you can say, whoa, Batman, you know.
A bit.
But
some things are there.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know,
but spookiness.
A lot of his own, but
and
maybe just the general look and the shadows. And
am I a little excited?
You're very excited, and that's okay.
There's so many things in this movie,
there's
which
his
is
hand
why,
coming through the
which window. Is why, I, you know, there's so many things, which is why you have to see it, okay? Even us talking about it, this is why we're not doing a commentary on it, because you must go watch this film. Because
right. And we know you haven't seen it.
The scenes, yeah, you haven't seen this probably, most of you. And I do recommend it. Go see it.
It's cool.
It's
when
coming
you
out in theaters next
and
week.
You
but
you share it. You know?
Oh, yeah. You know? Dino's Finds. There you go. Whatever. But, that. I mean, every... Oh, okay. So basically, money is stolen from the Fleming Bank.
Right.
And is taken to the Fleming estate. And they,
everyone thinks the money is hidden in this house somewhere.
Yes. And without giving too much. Okay, we are watching a little bit. How he goes up. There's so many things. How he creeps up like really fast.
Up the
like
building. And you never get a good look.
No,
until,
not at all.
Until the very end, of course.
Yes. But,
and good job on keeping it in. You probably won't guess who it is.
Not until the very end.
You know, I was for sure it was somebody else.
Yeah.
And we should throw out there, too, it's this is probably the first film where at the very end, the actor who plays the bat comes out.
They say, whoa, 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 because they close the stage curtains. It's not over yet.
And they come out and they implore the audience, you know, don't tell anybody how it ends.
Yes, don't spoil it.
And I thought that was kind of cool and classy. It reminded me of, you know, the next year when Frankenstein was going to come out,
yeah.
You know, someone comes out the curtain and warns everybody, hey, you're going to see some blood and guts, you better get out of here.
Right, right. Yeah. But I do like how they do it. Like, the you know, their curtains are closing, and they holler out, you know, I don't know if it was the director or whatever, but he's like, whoa, 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 you know, they open up, and the bat sleeks down on the you know, wire mm-hmm. or whatever, down, comes out, and starts talking. But, okay, this movie, great effects. Yes, I know,
see,
great
effects. You'll see, like, you know, they're zooming shadows through the model city.
Model city.
And yeah. This kind of looks like if you've ever seen the old Silent Metropolis, Fritz Lang.
Yes, exactly.
It's got a lot of that, you can tell the influence there. Mm-hmm. And you'll just see the shadow of the bat just, you know, like, imagine, like, it's almost like the perspective of someone driving a car.
Yes.
And you'll just see the shadow flitter over
great the cinematography and the way they set it up.
Really neat.
And you... These are the things that you can't remake these kinds of movies this way. I mean, mm-hmm. you can, but nobody's going to put the time and effort to do it. And I don't even know if you can, really, even if you attempt. But anyways.
You could, but they would just CGI and it would just look like shit.
Exactly. But this is kind of...
There's the shadow right there.
Yeah, this is kind of... turns into like a mystery type, like who did it. Everybody's after the $500,000, I believe.
Right. I'd say the beginning is really effective and really cool.
Lots of characters.
And then, you know, the middle gets a little convoluted where it's almost hard to do a commentary on it because so much is going on so quickly. A
lot of people running around this big mansion, the Fleming estate. Yeah, lots of characters. You don't know. You're like you said, who's involved? Is that guy, he's trying to hook up with that guy? They're connected. They're trying to get, you know, what's going on here and stuff. So, you know, basically that's what the movie is. And all throughout it, the horror side, the spooky side of it, is this bat character, which really does portray a spooky...
And even when they're chasing the bat into the country, he's got a thing in his car where he can throw out a smoke screen.
Yeah.
Remember, just like the real Batman.
Exactly. And which is why I
can totally see it. The cars are cool. You can tell they're slot cars.
Yes.
But it looks so cool, them speeding down this wooded...
Oh, it's awesome, man.
And making that sharp turn.
Mm-hmm. It's very awesome. But you know, everybody running up to this Fleming estate and all that and everything that's going on. And I love the older woman who's like in charge and she's leasing the mansion. Okay.
Smart old broad.
Yeah. Her name is Miss
Van.
Who the hell knows?
Something Van Gordon.
Yeah, it's a long name. But she's
something like that.
Yeah, and she even brings out the Ouija board because her maid, okay, who is played by Lizzie Allen. She is like a scaredy cat, and this is the annoying part of the movie. She's,
every little bump.
She's kind of like Frankenstein, that woman that keeps screaming in Frankenstein.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the
I know who you're talking about.
You know, because she's screaming over everything. But this older woman is just as calm as can be throughout the whole movie. She's got it down. She's a
she asks for the Ouija board, and she's like, "Oh, Ouija it's over board. There with the Bible on top of it to keep it quiet."
Yeah, to keep it quiet.
And this Bible's freaking huge.
Yes.
Seriously, it's this thick.
But this maid, she keeps screaming and going, "Oh my God, look!" And you'll see somebody pop through a window. And, you know, of course, she goes, she's the older lady's just sewing, you know, and going, please, please. But she does bring the Ouija board over, and it spells out the bat.
The bat, yes.
You know, and which, you know, is kind of cool. And, you know, then the doctor enters who is Dr. Van Rees, okay? He's like Bela Lugosi. It sounds exactly like Bela Lugosi.
Close your eyes.
Except he doesn't look like him. He's tall. Yeah. And you know he's a villainous character, kind of.
Yeah, but in the movie... Really...
No, in the movie you can't... Everything's... This is a mystery.
Yeah.
This is how they did it
he's
in the 30s and 40s.
He's not really resolved very well. I don't know if he was in, I don't think he was in on it.
No.
Maybe he wanted it for himself and was money for himself.
There's at least four characters who know the money may be there and start trying to get it.
Right.
And which you'll find out that there's blueprints that show some kind of hidden room was
What's
built
the point
on,
of having a hidden room if they're on blueprints?
Exactly. Well, they did hide the blueprints, but
sort of. They were sort of hidden right in plain sight on a bookshelf.
but the spooky part of this too though is how the bat does come in here, okay, and he does everything possible to try to scare everybody out of the house.
Yeah, the voice is cool. Get out of the house.
Yes, get out of the house.
I'll kill you all.
Yes. You must leave now. In such a very distinct way. And he'll do tricks like, you know, rolling a bowling ball, yeah, bowling down, ball the, down the steps, you know, and the butler will come out. And the mm-hmm. butler's a very gruesome-looking character, too, with that really, you know, just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he sort of looks like a little wolf boy or something.
Yeah, almost like a Dwight Fry, like, but an older version of him.
Yeah,
if Dwight Fry stuck around a little bit longer, maybe he could have been a butler like from here. You
there's
know?
That and, Bible. Look at the size of that sucker.
That's just a very, very cool movie. And without giving anything away, because I don't want to spoil anything in this little recommendation I'm doing here, because you guys have to watch it. Don't pass up on this one, especially if you like older movies. Mm-hmm. But it does work its way towards unmasking the bat, okay?
Yes.
But this is... I put this in the horror genre just as much as mystery, because that bat, I mean, it just really portrayed that and brought that out. And what more can I say, man? That's free. Free. Go check it out.
It's free. And you got nothing to lose.
I think this is a gem of a movie, and I think any horror lover, especially if you like the old stuff, needs this in their collection.
Wow.
I mean, that's my take on it.
You are Gaga over it. I know that. I can tell.
Yes, I am. I am. Yep. Mm.
Hopefully it's better
cheers
than
that.
What we were going to do. So.
Oh, yeah. We were going to do Mr. Vampire.
Another one you've
1985 Chinese. It's big following in China, but I need to find a dubbed English version if I can.
Yeah.
And then I could probably watch it. It was too much, but nevertheless, whatever. But yeah, we this week it's just kind of a Dino's recommendation.
All right.
Me and Ted watch this, and I think he liked it just as much as I did.
I liked it.
Not as much as I, because I'm really gushing over.
But I still did. You know,
the appreciation of the movie,
especially the beginning. I thought the beginning was really cool, and I liked that kind of stuff.
Yeah, heck yeah.
And it was different.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of movies don't go that extra mile. They didn't have to do all that with the model work and all that. So that was really neat that they did.
Yeah. So there you go, man. That's
the idea
a little
of the widescreen. Using the widescreen.
The widescreen for
the first time. Because that really wouldn't take off until the 50s. And the only reason it did is because theaters had to do something.
Right, right.
To draw people back into theaters, because television. You know, and then, you know, hey, we'll release this grand spectacle, you know, that takes advantage of your peripheral vision. And,
heck yeah,
you know,
man.
Lawrence of Arabia's and Ben-Hur's and stuff like that.
Yeah.
To get asses in seats in the theaters.
Ugh, unbelievable. Loved it all. Loved it. Recommend it. So check us out everywhere, the Late Late Horror Show, and we'll be back next week with a full commentary, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
Theater of Blood, Vincent Price.
Yes,
I think that's the one we're gonna hit next week.
My boy.
So yeah, look to another classic. And so yeah, there you go, man. A little something different for you guys there, and hopefully you guys check out this movie. And we will talk to you next time, man.
Absolutely.
You guys take it easy. Later.